you're doing, Marcos.
All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you use.
You know what he's doing there, Leroy?
But yo, I'm making money. See,
it's hump day. Leroy, hear me? No? Nothing today?
Looks unimpressed.
Or just unimpressed with the producing.
Could be he's unimpressed. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I got a clean feed all up, StreamYard all up. I just think he's genuinely unimpressed.
I think he's just genuinely unimpressed. Are you unimpressed? Yeah, he definitely can't hear me. No. There's no way he's doing a bit.
Yeah, that'd be a...
It's the Leroy Horde silent bit. I don't think that's what he's doing there. Are you sure he can hear me on like all programs, all levels?
Let's figure it out. I will figure it out. That's an interesting right one. Now.
How about now? Leroy?
Jay Fig says she hears us.
Jay Fig hears us, so it might be something on his end. That's weird.
Yeah, Now she's asking for Leroy. Maybe this is just...
Jay Fig, can we talk to you? Well, just to make sure. I just want to be able to just to do a static. Because maybe if he sees Jay Fig talking, he'll realize it's him. Because he probably thinks it's just an us problem. He's not going to do anything until it's all settled. Hey, Jay Fig.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, it's you, dude.
Can you hear me?
You an idiot.
Okay.
Oh, you rat bastard.
Okay.
Wasn't he saying something about this yesterday? How he was making fun
this
of
guy.
You?
He Leroy, are you kidding me?
I have an explanation.
Okay. By the way, just for the radio audience, you know, just so you know, Leroy literally just held up to us his headphone cord not plugged into his headphone set.
I was like, man, I can't hear nothing. No. Now, I have a different excuse than you.
Okay.
Who do I share a room with?
Your producer.
Right. Well, he used my headphones, and they were plugged into his outlet.
Oh.
The outlet that comes. So I usually just hook up.
I couldn't determine it really quick, because we started off, Marco started off with the Humpty Dance, and I was like, oh, are you impressed? And then you kind of just gave a shrug. I was like, all right, I guess not.
Yeah, no, unimpressed. Shrug was like, I can't hear nothing.
You don't like the Humpty Dance?
Yeah, I was like, all right, sorry.
I'm unimpressed.
He was very unimpressed with the Humpty Dance.
Nothing, no jokes. It's like we were playing That's a Win, That's a Loss.
Yeah, it's like it was a complete no-sale, but then we realized. And okay, it was just simply Leroy did not plug in his headphones.
After. No.
I wrote a ticket already.
I didn't have my headphones plugged.
Damage is done, my friend.
And he signed on first. It's so crazy to me.
Damage is done.
What were you signed in at? Like 5:30?
No. He
was here just he had his headphones on. He looked ready to go. And then nope.
Nothing.
Oh man. Let's start off. Let's get some headlines to start off this Wednesday show.
This is The Ticket. WAXY South Miami. WSFS HD2 Miramar. With Tobin and Leroy. The Zaslow Show. And Hawk and Crowder.
And the headlines brought to you by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. Your Miami Marlins yesterday, they lost to the Washington Nationals 7-1. How much did you watch, Leroy? Did you give any pitches last night?
I was thinking to myself last night, slow sports night. No, I didn't see not a lick of sports. But it's almost getting time. We got about another 3 or 4 weeks. Then you know what it is. Maction on Tuesday.
I thought the Maction started already. What was it? What are the leagues that play on Wednesday and Thursday? Is that something else? Is that like Conference USA?
I think it's weird because anybody can play on Friday. And sometimes they have big games on Thursday, but like Tuesday and Wednesday are usually like Maction. What conference is Ohio on? And was that the AAC or?
These are definitely the moments we miss Robbie because he's like a gambling encyclopedia. Like Ohio, I don't know, dude. Yep. Who cares? Oh, who cares? There will be some action tonight locally. The Pinks enter Miami. They are taking on Nashville as they are fighting for their playoff lives, the Pinks. They have had a nice little rally this second part of the season. And so 7:30 tonight, you can catch the Pinks in action as they try and take on Nashville. I don't know what they're called. Nashville SC. I don't know if they have a mascot. They're not the Fighting Herons. I know that.
Which is what's amazing is I can get the Pinks – on TV, but not Thursday Night Football.
That's on you though. That's on you. You know, you
that's good. Not on me.
You know that Thursday Night Football, the first, what is it, 4 weeks, is going to be on the NFL Network.
Oh,
you do this every year,
man.
You punish yourself.
How?
Because you could be prepping for the football season, and be like, oh yeah, Thursday Night Football. I could be dialed up. I could be ready to go. Aren't the Saints in action tomorrow? Isn't that what the? Who the hell's in action? No. It's Texans and Panthers. Excuse me.
Wow.
Texans and Panthers. The a lot of you know Panthers.
The only questions you have about the Texans is what the hell are they going to do with Tyrod Taylor? Can't play.
He's not playing.
Nathan Peterman.
No, that's different. Different backups. You're mixing the Raiders and you're mixing the Texans. They have forget who the Texans. The guy who's starting this week, Mills, I think is the guy's name. Not Deshaun Watson. That's who's their quarterback. Davis Mills is their quarterback for this game on Thursday night.
Is that two last names?
That is two last names. That is two last names. Unless you could say, I mean, in this situation, you could say two first names because remember the great famed referee Mills Lane.
Oh yeah,
let's get it on, celebrity death
Mills
match.
Lane. That's it. That's the only Mills I know.
That's the only Mills I know. You know any more Mills? Marcos.
No.
Does Meek Mill count?
No, because he's a singular Mill.
Ah, gotcha. Nope. Mills Vanilli.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because we said first names, dummy.
Gotcha.
Well, and also it's not Mills.
Fair enough.
But that's between me and you. I would have said, oh no, that's last name. You go, no, only one Mill. that's you wonder why I give you the look. man, sometimes I think I say, are me and this dude walking the same earth? Like when you ask me about the time. And we literally almost got in a fist fight.
That one,
what time it was.
That one really messed me up, though. I don't want to talk about that. It really did. Did you see Conor McGregor's first pitch last night?
I would imagine. He can't do nothing but fight.
No. Did you see it, though?
Yeah, no,
I have not seen it. Oh, God. It was.
But I did see calm and collected Canelo.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I want to say that because we're going to get to some of the back and forth between them because it was one of my favorite things happened yesterday, which was a good old fight press conference brouhaha. I love it. But you're telling me, so you did not see Canelo Alvarez put himself, Conor McGregor, you did not see him stamp himself in the notorious, appropriately, the notorious bad first pitches all time.
No, because I can imagine it went awful because...
Terrible. It went
because I can't even imagine him doing anything other than fighting.
All right, let me get this there for you, Conor McGregor.
Nah, literally though, I've seen a lot of bad pitches. Some go under. Okay.
Well, I did wonder, like, is he naturally going to be this bad, or is this because he's still learning how to walk? Like, seems to be very very active for a guy who just snapped his leg.
My God, is he? I've had enough.
I'm all over the place.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The cameraman had to dodge out of the way.
Yeah, he had to. Look at this pitch.
Yeah, he went sidearm.
Nah, that's one of the worst. Have you seen any worse? Have you guys seen any
worse? 50 Cent. I still think 50 Cent is the worst. And Mariah Carey has a pretty infamously bad one where it went right at her feet.
Okay.
Carl Lewis?
No, Carl Lewis, I think, has a famed national anthem that's bad. Although, can you get this out of the system, Marcos? I just saved this Conor McGregor singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game yesterday.
Gotcha.
Because I would have thought,
what is he doing in Chicago?
Probably, if I had to guess, probably doing like a proper whiskey tour, like if I had to guess. Because he was at the, where was he? Was he at the Dallas game the other day? Or he was at the, I think he was at the Dallas Cowboys Los Angeles Chargers game, which... By the way, those Chargers games have seemed they had Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Chris Paul, and Conor McGregor there. Like they're bringing out the stars.
Didn't he sell that?
He did, but he's still like he sold his shares for like $600 million. But he's still like it's kind of like Dana White. Like Dana White sold his shares the UFC, but he still is like the face of the UFC. So it's kind of like that. Like, he's still a brand ambassador. You still see the Conor McGregor. But this is interesting because...
So in other words, he sold the company, but he still gets paid from the company.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like that. Here is Conor McGregor yesterday singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, which he definitely has only heard for the first time yesterday.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. Oh. I don't care if I never get back. So let's root, root the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Let's go, Chicago!
Hey, that's okay.
It's not the voice
that's not as bad as Mr. T.
That was a bad one. But it's not that his voice is bad. It's that he's clearly never heard that song before.
And why would he?
I don't know. Like, if you're gonna sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, I don't know, fire it up on YouTube a couple times.
But wait a minute. Nobody knows it.
What are you talking
about? The people that were born and raised in Chicago.
Dude, first of all, everybody sings Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
No. I'm not saying, like, some of these stars that they bring in there, they don't know it like we do.
You got to know. If you're going to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, you got to dial it up, dude.
Really?
You do. You got to, like, fire it up on your phone and be like, Connor, what are you singing? What are you doing? He's like, oh, singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I got it. And he goes, root, root. What are you, gardening?
Man, you get all people oh my goodness.
What?
I mean, so now we getting on is he Irish? And an Irishman singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. That a sport that's not even, that's just if you went out and sang the Take Me Out to the Ball Game for cricket.
Whatever, dude, he knows.
No, he doesn't.
What do you think?
Hold on. Does Major League Baseball, they have people playing every sport. Does anybody from Ireland play baseball?
I don't think so.
Right.
I don't think so.
Do you understand that? That would be the equivalent to you going sing the national.
Hold on. Okay. But here's the thing that's adorable about you. You don't think Conor McGregor has a publicist, a manager, and whoever to tell you, hey, like, what do you think? He just rolls up to Wrigley Field? Not knowing anything.
A lot of them sound like.
No, he's.
They go, oh, I know this.
Listen, Connor.
Then they start singing it, and it's like, ooh.
Yeah, Connor, you're gonna be singing "Take Me Out to the Ball." What's that? You just think he's. Oh, I got this. I'm gonna get out there. He's just gonna wing it. No, you gotta.
Yes.
You gotta put some prep into it.
Wait. You're telling me you would prep for it?
Oh, 100%. Well, I don't really need to. I know "Take Me Out to the Ball Game." But I definitely think
because you know it, when you start singing it, it has a whole, it's different, dude. It's not like, what are you talking about?
I feel like if it was for Connor, if I'm a famous person in that situation, I have to give a little look-see on the lyrics. And he's definitely just going up there and looking, he probably like looked maybe once at a YouTube video as he's walking to the booth and he goes, all right, I got to take me out to the ball game. And then, like, just kind of lost it after that.
You did not do the research?
He did not do the research.
You're familiar with that.
He did not do the research. I'm not going to give him an Irish pass on this. He lives half his time in America.
One of the funniest lines you ever said was, no, I just throw up the U and then put on the turnover chain. Like, that'll get you ready.
I don't know how to feel about this game this weekend. Like, do I root for Central Connecticut because it could just end everything?
Look, man, it could be the Connecticut School of Broadcasting for all I know.
Here, let's think of it this way. I'm a sports fan, right? And if you've played and you've been in some uncomfortable situations playing sports.
Uncomfortable.
You don't wish it on anybody, right? It's a terrible feeling. Right, you don't wish it on anybody. So when situations present themselves during the course of a game or a season, I always say, man, I don't want them to go out like that. right? And now, the reason why this changes for how I feel about Manny is because when I feel that way, he talks, okay? Whenever I feel, you know, let's give him an opportunity to fight through and you know, understand the circumstances at the University of Miami and what they have to deal with, all that stuff comes in and I say, you know what? I'm going to ride it out with my man for a second, mm-hmm. right? Then he talks, and I get pissed off, and then I say, you know what?
Damage is
blow
done.
Him out, Central Connecticut.
It's not going to happen, though.
It's not. No, but you understand that a lot of the way people feel about Manny is his own doing.
I agree.
And he won't stop.
Can't help himself.
He can't.
We'll take a quick break. As Leroy was saying, a little brouhaha breaking out yesterday at the Canelo Alvarez press conference. Canelo, Caleb Plant, going at each other. We'll hear reaction from them after the little melee. Next.
Federal highway between Henry East Kinney Tunnel and East Broward Boulevard has been closed due to road work. I'm Vanessa, and that's traffic on AM 790, FM 104.3 HD2, The Ticket, and streaming on the Odyssey app. Download it now.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Dolphins will be back on the practice field today. We'll get into that as they are gearing up for the Las Vegas Raiders. See if Tua's on the practice field today. Lots of interesting things to take from today at the Dolphins facility. But yesterday, Leroy, I was not expecting this. I was not expecting a brouhaha to break out during a fight press conference. You know me. I love fight press conferences almost more than I love fights. But
especially with Canelo.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it. I felt like Canelo was going to keep his cool, you know, just be all fine. And so yesterday, him and Caleb Plant, who is going to be defending his piece of the super middleweight championship against Canelo's other three pieces. So the winner of this will be the undisputed, which doesn't happen enough in boxing, the undisputed super middleweight champion of the world. That's 168 pounds for all you squares out there.
We've seen Caleb Plant fight.
We did. We saw him fight on the Manny Pacquiao card. He fought against that dude from Notre Dame and beat the brakes off of him.
Oh, yeah. That guy was undefeated, right?
He was undefeated. Yeah. He was undefeated. Yeah. And Caleb Plant beat the holy hell out of him. They did a weird thing, though, Fox did this weird thing where they would put, like, a feature fight going into the pay-per-view. So Caleb Plant actually fought before the pay-per-view and fought very early, where right. I think it probably would have been better off for his career if he would have fought right before Manny Pacquiao. I get what they were doing, but I still think that more people are watching on boxing that night. They're still going to be watching before Manny Pacquiao's fight than they are 4 hours beforehand for free on Fox.
Well,
so
the issue is not whether they want to see it. The issue is they get that guaranteed money from Fox.
They get it, but it's both. It's the same promoter. Like it's the promoter's right. choice that they want to put them at a certain place. And I think their idea is there. Oh, this will be a free fight. That was like their theory. It was like their little different thing. This one's going to be on Showtime. It's not going to be on Showtime pay-per-view. It's not going to be on Fox pay-per-view. But it got heated yesterday, dude. Did you see the video of it? I think I sent it to you. Did you see Canelo did the Shovsky, and then Caleb Plant threw him a little left hook. It was kind of an open hand slap, grazed Canelo, and then Canelo came back and. Nobody really, I don't think there's a view of the clean punch, but he got him because Caleb Plant came out of there with a nice little cut on his eye.
Oh, no. So they're not going to fight?
No, they are. They are. They're going to fight. But he ended up, I guess, we'll hear from him in a second about what happened. But, yeah, he ended up getting touched up. It was a bad, like a lot of people were like, oh, Canelo's already up one round because, you know, you come out of that exchange and you're the bloody one. That's a tough look. It's a tough look for Caleb Plant. And Canelo got him. And it looked, I tell you what, it looked initially like Canelo completely whiffed the shot, like Caleb Plant completely whiffed on his shot. But upon further review, once we went back to the tape, the fingers did touch the face on the open hand slap. So, you know.
I just, to be honest with you, I've just never been able to picture Canelo getting that upset.
He was heated.
That, Right.
Yeah, he shoved him, dude. It was definitely an exchange to where you saw him get very bothered by the whole deal and everything that went on between them. And it was awesome. I mean, I love the fact that these guys are going to get heated, and I love, you know, in a lot of ways, I love the fact that, you know, Canelo is now expressing himself. He is expressing himself in English. For the longest time, he wasn't doing that in Fight Promotions. And so the fact that he's, you know, going to be talking trash to a lot of people in the mainstream, they're going to be able to, I think they're going to be into this fight because people love heated exchanges.
Talking about that language barrier, though. Is that kind of what led to this altercation? Because he thought he was talking about his mother.
We will, yes. We'll hear the. I don't know what to buy there, because I think Canelo's kind of full of it. I think Canelo's kind of full of it when it comes to that. You know, he's being very convenient there, with what went on between them.
Like he little Sammy Sosa.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was a little bit of a. I think it was a convenient time for him to say, "Oh, he was talking about my mother." When you know, he's calling him mother bleeper, so he thinks everybody will buy this because I'm Canelo, I'm more famous, and you know, it was fun though yesterday. So let's hear from Canelo. This is with the ESPN to sit down, basically being asked why the fight started between them.
Canelo, can you please explain what happened with Caleb Plant at the press conference?
No, what happened is he started talking a lot of things and I answered, and then the bad thing he said, "You, so you can say whatever you want to me, but not to my mother. My mother is not here, nothing to do here." So that's why I pushed him, and then he came back with a left hook. That's why happened.
What? Why does that word set you off so much? What? Why did that upset you so much?
He say that's not good for me.
So that's, you draw the line at that word.
Yeah.
You
pass the line.
All right. So Canelo's saying it was too much, and then here's Canelo on what actually happened when they started throwing blows. This is what he had to say about it.
And then in the exchange of the punches, what happened? It looks like you landed and you cut him in the
eye.
No,
he landed, freeze, and then I don't know how, but I respond quickly. I don't know how. I just do it.
Sliced him open. Gave him that slice.
Said, wouldn't have been something to say. I had to give him two piece.
So Caleb Plant, he'll have his say. This was Caleb Plant to ESPN when he sat down with them, and he explains why things got heated between him and Canelo.
I guess he was here a few minutes ago, and there were some words that you used, you know, some curses in English that he didn't appreciate. MF-er. That seemed like he was
saying that too. And when do you follow boxing?
Of course.
Yeah. Did you see when he was talking to Boo Boo Andrade a couple months ago when
yes.
he was saying, "Get out of here"? Right? Wasn't he saying that?
He was.
Okay. But now all of a sudden those words mean something completely different. You feel me? So come on, man. Let's unpackage that. Let's really talk about it if we're going to talk about it. But now all of a sudden I'm talking about his mama. Come on, man. That don't even make no sense.
So he shoves you and you come back with the left hand. Why throw punches? Why kind of get it?
Because it's
that?
A fight. If you're going to turn into a fight, then that's what it is. You know, I'm not no punk. You don't get to just stand up here and do whatever you want to me. Maybe the rest of these guys, you can just come up here and they're all scared of you and, you know, this, that, and the third. But, you know, that's not how this works.
I love it. And I think they made a lot of money yesterday.
Well, is Hovind last past five?
I don't know. You know, Caleb's going up in competition in a big way. Like, it's not – I don't even think he's had, like, a B opponent. That like
right.
he's taken on. He's a good fighter. I think he's really talented, and I think he's got some things stylistically that can really bother Canelo. But it's just those bright lights, man. You're going into a situation where you're taking on, you know, the great white shark, and you haven't even been in there with a bull, like, you know.
Right, but the issue is that, like, when you have these different belts, like, some people have to go through a gauntlet to get that belt. And so they're battle tested, and other guys, you go, "Oh, here's the champ." You go, "Wow, really?
Yeah.
What, you know?" And I think that that's where Caleb Plant is. Maybe because he hasn't had his own card maybe because he, again, with Fox, they put him on for the free TV. You know, there's no way a fight of that quality or that importance should have been on 4 hours before the main event.
Here's a little bit more from Caleb. He's his response, because at one point Canelo said that he was insecure during the press conference. Here's what Caleb Plant had to say about that.
When we were speaking to him a few minutes ago, he says that he feels like you're insecure and that you lost confidence already from that exchange with him. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, isn't he the one who pushed me? Because I was saying when he was saying too. But then he's the one who got irritated and pushed me. So how am I insecure when he's the one who, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know.
He said that he feels like you're insecure based on some of the accusations you've been making.
They're not accusations. He went to trial and he got suspended for 6 months. With Oscar Valdez, it's not an accusation either. But he didn't get suspended. So if he tests positive and doesn't get suspended, but he's a cheater, but you test positive and you do get suspended, but you might be a cheater, you might not, they don't work like that. They're not accusations, are they?
Damn, feels like he just boxed him in.
Yep.
And the point for Caleb Plant, he boxed him in.
You've been boxed in!
Yep. All valid points, about to get his ass kicked.
Wow!
Don't say that, you don't know!
I think he's
Come
right.
Come on, dude.
I think
Come
he's
on,
right.
Come on, dude. Come on, dude. Like, I ain't trying to, look, I don't even get up in all that back and forth, who's right and who's wrong. But you can only talk so much trash. Eventually, you got to stand in that ring with that man.
Do you think Canelo Alvarez is conveniently changing the term mother bleeper to insult his mother?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. I'm not, look, you can't use the same phrase. And then one, you can't call somebody that. And then when they call you that, be upset. You see what I'm saying? Because you've already, by using that type of language, you've already said it's open season on that language.
I like it,
though. You can't then get offended if it comes back at you, if you using it.
I like it. I like the fact that these guys are getting a little bit of drama and heat right off the bat. Needs it. Boxing needs that. See, that I need that. I need that. I don't need YouTubers going back and forth, tattooing each other. I need actual fighters going out there, talking some smack, smacking each other up, cutting each other up at press conferences, and then we have a fight.
No, you'd be so pissed off if the fight was off because one of them got cut.
Yeah, well, he's not.
Here's the deal. I think we're so hungry for these fights to actually take place.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That, you know, anything involving a fight, you are all in. Right? So, look, you get into it more. You get into the pre-fight shenanigans. I wasn't expecting it, though. So I don't want them to do anything that could delay the fight.
I knew that the press conference.
To me, that could have possibly delayed the fight, so I'm annoyed.
Nah, you come on, dude. But how good are pre-fight shenanigans? Now the fight's on your radar. Now it's on your radar.
You know who makes it worse? You want to tell you who makes that worse?
Who?
The entourage. It's always two or three dudes.
Oh, there was a lot of dudes going in there breaking it up.
Two or three hype men.
Let's count the hype men.
Pointing fingers and blah, blah, blah. Don't let him do that, champ. He pushed you around.
Oh, no.
Don't do it, champ.
Hold me back, dude. You got to have a hold me back guy. A hold me back guy.
Right.
Got to.
So those are the people, the guys. Look, we used to say it in football. You know what guys always start up a ruckus on the football field?
Hmm?
Special teams guys. You know why? Because they can go push and shove, and then they taking their ass off the field, and then the guys that you actually got to play against are standing out there mad as hell.
Right, let's see. We go in here. We got the stare down. Oh. All right, Caleb Plant going in there.
Oh, yeah.
We got one, two, three, four, five, six. Oh, one guy fell off. I'm counting. I think I got like seven hold me back guys there, Leroy.
Right.
In the exchange.
But here, I'm going to tell you like this. I bet you Canelo had more hold me back guys than
Caleb Plant. Oh, yeah.
Caleb Plant looked like he was out there on the island for a minute.
Caleb Plant doesn't like Canelo. Probably is a guy who ties his shoes. I mean, that guy is rich.
The best thing for me is when Dana White does the stare down, and he stands there like, I know y'all not gonna fight with me standing here. Like, you know,
it's always the best. Yeah, like, it's always.
He thinks he can just whenever there's a fight, and it'll go away.
Whenever there's a fight at a way, and you know it's always the backup guy. Whenever Dana White's on vacation.
Right.
That's when the fight, like when it was John Jones, DC, it was the backup guy.
Right.
I think it was the media relations guy went and did it. Hey, media relations guy, can you do the face-offs today? Sure, yeah, Dana can't make it. I'm sure it's going to be fine. It's just John Jones versus Daniel Cormier. Okay, really? Cool. And then all of a sudden, just all hell broke loose in the middle of the Mandalay Bay.
Yeah. So, I like trash talk.
Oh, I love it.
The thing about the fight game is, you can talk all the trash you want and get knocked out in 3 minutes, get done, still talking trash. They don't stop.
It's the best. It's the best. Yeah, you're excited for this fight now, Marcos. Yes, this is on your radar?
Yeah, but my only problem is now it's in November.
Yes.
I want this, like, this weekend. Nah, I was looking at it this week, like, okay, this weekend's going to be fun. And I realized.
No, they'll go at it again for the weigh-in.
Yeah, definitely.
They'll go at it again. This is just a tune-up, right? This is a tune-up. So, like, and it's going to look exactly the same. That's why you get confused. So they're going to face off exactly like this again. And then they're going to, you know, do the stare. I don't think I'd ever be able to do a stare down without laughing. Right?
I think you'd be fine. If something tells me if somebody actually angered you, you'd be okay.
But like,
if you had a stare down with corporate, I don't feel like you'd be laughing.
No, that's... Come on, man. Why you got to get personal?
That's messed up. That's messed up.
That's terrible.
Too far. Too far.
Yeah. See, that's how fights start. That's how fights start between.
Oh, brothers. Speaking of corporate, I got to
like
give
you. You cut my Achilles with that one.
I got to give you an update on the Pick'em drama. I gotta tell you because corporate tried to get a little bit too cute with me yesterday. I'll tell you about it next. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. We'll take you up till 10 o'clock today. So I want to let you guys know, you guys want to win some money doing some football picks. You sign up for the Rocket Mortgage Pro Football Pick'em. You text PICKS to 20357. That's PICKS to 20357. And you are in. All you got to do is just pick the game straight up, buddy. Turn your football picks into $10,000. It's a $10,000 grand prize for the user with the highest score at the end of the regular season, plus $1,000 weekly prizes based on that week's results. So sign on up. Text PICKS to 20357. I got yesterday from corporate Leroy a shout-out in the Pro Football Pick'em email, and I was sent a $25 gift card from Starbucks. Also, the guy said, what else did he say? He said yesterday, oh man, I got to get the exact line. He said, Brendan, I'll even buy you a beer or two at the Odyssey Beach Festival in Miami in December. Yeah, seems like a lovely guy.
Two, exactly.
Damage is done, my friend.
Damage is done.
Oh, you're going to just buy me a beer? First of all, we got beer sponsors. It'll be free. Second of all, damage is done, my friend.
Damage is done, yep. My friend.
Oh, you'll buy me a beer in the VIP tent where there's free drinks? Damage is done, my friend.
Damage is done, my friend.
I'll buy
you.
You're
not going to that?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go. Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm going to go to one. I like going to those concerts because I love seeing the shenanigans.
Yeah?
Yeah. When I want to go, whoever's got the most rock and roll guy, I want to go. Because like when the Struts are there, you're in off your bangers and mash. That's what I love. That's what I love.
I had to carry someone's guitar last year, like outside of the door.
What? Like,
for you, sir. It was very
Don't
strange.
Look at me, you yeah. What, you roadie?
No.
So you were a roadie?
I was working with promotions, so we were setting up the whole thing. So like we were backstage, and when they had the meet and greet, we'd have to like take different people to their stuff. Or,
can you
like,
give me the weirdest thing that you saw?
I mean, I saw someone peeing I mean, I may be judgy, but I, for some reason, when I see a female peeing outside, I'm like, oh, this is a different kind of event outside.
Right.
She was peeing, but it was in front of the tour van, though. Like, it wasn't hiding from
marking
anyone.
Marking your territory?
It was strange.
Huh.
I was like, oh, man.
Interesting. Interesting. Speaking of the blokes, Leroy, you're excited for the Ryder Cup starting this week?
Tomorrow morning.
So what's the deal? Is Bryson DeChambeau, are they friends now? Because he was like, I saw them have that little exchange on the driving range. No. Are they cool, him and Koepka?
Here's what happens. Like, basically, they've gone straight Naval Academy or Armed Forces, where they put them in pods, right? So there's, I want to say, 12 guys.
Okay.
And they put them in pods of four. And your teammates in this event is only going to come from these four. So you hang out with those four. They are not in each other's pod. So they'll never play with each other. They'll never, you know, they don't have to see one another. If not, you know, just for the cordial hello. I guess this is a technique that has worked in previous Ryder Cups. Paul Azinger did it, and I guess it helps. I don't know.
Bryson DeChambeau yesterday was talking about what was he saying? He said they got dinner yesterday. You got this, Marcos, from old Swolski?
Stuff has definitely been driven by a lot of external factors, not necessarily us too. I mean, we had some great conversations Tour Championship week when we had dinner, and then this week as well. I had dinner, sat down at dinner with him last night, and it was fine. And I think there may be something fun coming up here moving forward, but won't speak too much more on that.
So they got a commercial coming up, don't they?
They've
completely sold out on this beef, and they said, how can we make money on it?
Well, look, it's a weird dynamic in that, you know, in sports, you can have personalities that clash on a team, but you have a common goal.
Right.
In golf, you personalities can clash, but it's all about you. So you don't have to. If you didn't want to, other than this event, those two would never have to come in contact with each other. So the Ryder Cup kind of, you know, I guess they probably thought we better squash this or find a way to squash this, because otherwise we're never going to be able to concentrate on golf.
But I do love the fact where he's like, oh, external factors, because it always comes down to, oh, the media drives this or the fans drive this. Like, it happened in your interviews. You're the ones who are giving the dirty looks. What are you talking about? External factors.
The old negative photo bomb.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. This was external that I saw Brooks Koepka go, like right in the middle of an interview because of the sight of you. Not even because you said anything, just because of the looks of you. He's going,
I would say, I've told people this. I've told guys that I golf with this. I say, look, it's not you. You're probably a fine human being, but you annoy the hell out of me. I've said that to people. I said, but it's a me problem, because you're not doing anything wrong.
You're just you.
Yeah, you're just you.
You're just
and
you.
Like, and like it takes people off guard, but I just let them know that, look, you're not a bad person. You're not doing anything wrong. Right. And I'm more than sure I'm that way with people that, you know, some people are that way with me, but except they think that, oh, they put it on me. Oh, that guy's a jerk or that guy's this. No. I'm being me. If you have a problem with it, that's on you. You know, I'm not doing anything to hurt anybody, or he wasn't doing anything to hurt anybody. Right. And I think a lot of times with me, I'm going to tell you what it's all centered around. It's centered around the Canes or the Dolphins, because for some reason, everybody thinks I want to hear their hot takes. And I don't. Like, I don't.
Why? I love hearing people's hot takes.
Here's why.
Except the anonymous text during Dolphins games by all you people who got my number.
Here's why. Because it's hard having a conversation with somebody that doesn't really know the real reason why things are happening. And if you try to explain it, right, then they think, oh, you're just an apologist. No, no, that's the actual reason why, you know. And so that usually just, I say I'm out on hot takes. We out on hot takes right now.
All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we got into a little bit of Dolphins. They return to the practice field today, getting ready for the Raiders.
The Raiders.